Uh-oh. You know what it's about time to do? We're going to New Orleans.
Today is Mardi Gras, which means any other year except for this one, more than a million people would already have traveled to New Orleans to eat great food, dance down Bourbon Street, and marvel at larger-than-life parade floats. Of course, that's all canceled this year, but Mardi Gras is not dead. People in New Orleans are giving it a different kind of life that adheres to social distancing protocols of this pandemic. And one way is by transforming front porches into parade floats with themes and everything. Staycation is the theme in Judy Walker's neighborhood. She's a retired food editor for the Times-Picayune and writes a column for The Advocate, and she joins us now with more on how we can also celebrate from the comfort of our home. Judy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tanya. Happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras to you. So Yardi Gras is what you guys are calling what you're doing this year.
Yes, Yardi Gras.
This idea spread like wildfire among folks there in New Orleans. Tell us a little bit more about the staycation theme setup that you and your husband have built.
Well, people here are super, super creative. And I think one reason this went so crazy is because people poured the energy that they would normally put into making costumes into their house floats.
Yeah.
And so we got a pandemic pet. We got a cat in May, and her name is Queso. Her Instagram account is El Gato Queso.
She has an Instagram.
Because we got her the day before. We got her the day before Cinco de Mayo. So anyway, she's a ginger tabby, and we were inspired to do a float that is a salute to our staycation companions. And we don't have a porch, okay? We don't have a front porch. So my husband built this incredible plywood thing and painted it to kind of look like the stripes on a tabby cat and like a float. And he used a flat black background, and we put big pictures of our cat on that, and our neighbors and friends sent us pictures of their cats and dogs, and I wrote their name on them, and they are stapled all over our float.
Well, you know what? We're going to have photos of your home and some of the others at hereandnow.org. You know, part of the joy of Mardi Gras is the throws, the items that people on the floats throw to the crowds. And most popular, of course, are the beads. How are you doing it this year?
Well, in the past few years, there's been a trend towards handmade throws. I am a quilter, and I had tons of scrap fabric, so I just started making cat heads and stuffing them with polyester fiberfill. So I'm giving out those, and then I have some little cat sequin headbands, and then I have milk bones for dogs.
You all are holding nothing back. You're really leaning into this whole theme. I love it.
Oh, yeah. And there's great stuff all over town.
Yeah. As we know, Mardi Gras is French for Fat Tuesday, and I hear you're also planning to eat really good today. What are you making?
Oh, yes. Well, we are getting fried chicken and gumbo. Fried chicken is really an iconic Mardi Gras food because people buy it from Popeyes and take it to the parades. And so we are getting it from Dickie Chase Restaurant, which is one of the famous restaurants here, and they're open today, which they normally would not be. And we're getting some of their Creole gumbo and some potato salad.
Well, you know, as I mentioned, more than a million people travel to New Orleans each year to celebrate. This year, most of us are celebrating at home. And obviously, you've gotten your setup down. Let's talk about a few ways that we can celebrate ourselves at home. And let's start with food. I mean, Popeyes is one. We all have a Popeyes somewhere.
Yes.
What are some other dishes that we can actually make at home?
Well, jambalaya and gumbo are things that people traditionally have here at house parties. You can make the Creole version with tomatoes, or you can make the Cajun version that's brown and use the fond, and you can use practically any protein that you happen to have around. So you can put a lot of vegetables in it. Of course, you put in the Holy Trinity, onion, celery, bell pepper. So jambalaya is a good choice. Gumbo, if you're feeling ambitious, perfect cold weather food.
Mm. What about decorations? What I'm hearing from you is like the more creative, the better.
Well, purple, green, and gold. The blingier, the better. Lots of glitter. Yeah.
The blingier, the better. Love it. Well, tomorrow will be Ash Wednesday, which, of course, is the start of the 6-week-long season of Lent leading up to Easter. It is a time of reflection as well. What will you be reflecting on this year?
Maybe all the losses from last year and how that's had to make us stronger. You know, it has had to make us cherish each day. And hopefully, hope is on the horizon. So, you know, with the vaccines, more and more people I know are getting vaccinated. So we can have real Mardi Gras next year.
Real Mardi Gras next year. In the meantime, thank you so much for sharing what you all are doing this year and some tips for us to celebrate it at home as well. Judy Walker is a retired food editor for the Times-Picayune and a freelance columnist for The Advocate. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanya. It was great to talk to you. Happy Mardi Gras again to you and all your listeners.